Hi, I'm Matt Payne, and welcome to 20th Century Revolutions. Episode 0.0, the introduction. The 20th century was a century of progress and optimism, with unparalleled development in technology, politics, science, and medicine. A century of death and destruction, with violence and genocide on a scale never before seen on this planet. The 20th century was a century of apocalyptic change, a century of revolution. This podcast aims to trace some of the most consequential revolutions, political and social, that took place across the globe during this most transformative of centuries. As a podcast about revolutions, the narrative will naturally pick up where the great Mike Duncan of Revolutions and History of Rome fame left off. And in a lot of ways, I first decided to make this podcast because I found myself listening to every season of Revolutions like a kajillion times. So, first and foremost, a big shout out to Mike for giving the world the gift that is his podcast. I know it has given me hours and hours of enjoyment, and his storytelling has made my life much richer. This near obsession with Mike's podcast led me to begin exploring other revolutions not covered in his narratives. As I began this exploration, I realized that there were so many more stories to tell. So this podcast aims to tell those stories, picking up the narrative where Mike Duncan left off. And though this show will follow a similarly episodic structure with each season diving into specific revolutions, this podcast is meant to be as much about the importance of the 20th century as it is about revolutions. And one of my main goals in telling these revolutionary stories is to try to make some sense of the 20th century and how the dramatic events of these 100 years shaped our world today. The seminal events of the 20th century are pretty well known to us. World War I, World War II, and the Cold War. And these earth-shattering events will definitely figure heavily in all of our narratives. However, this podcast will attempt to look beyond and between and underneath these great power conflicts. One of my hopes is that the framework of political and social revolutions will allow us to gain a new understanding of the 20th century. Over the course of this podcast, which will probably take, the rest of my life to complete, I want to, of course, get to the heavy hitters like the Chinese Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, the Irish Revolution, and the Iranian Revolution. But beyond those, for the early part of the 20th century, I want to cover events like the revolutions in the Balkans, the Middle East, and North Africa that exploded during the fall of the Ottoman Empire. And this would take us through the Greek Revolution, the Balkan Wars, the Arab Revolt, the Turkish War of Independence, and so on. Also early on will be the Spanish Revolution and subsequent Spanish Civil War, as well as the fascist revolutions of Italy and Germany. After that, I hope to get into the anti-colonial struggles like the Egyptian Revolutions, Algerian Revolution, and Indian Revolutions. And then finally, I want to cover things like the Czech Velvet Revolution and other movements against Soviet communism. So yeah, like I said, this will likely take the rest of my life to complete, but we're just going to get started, see where we get to, and, you know, take stock of the lessons we learn along the way. In looking at the revolutions of the 20th century, I expect we'll run into a lot of developments that will begin to set 20th century revolutions apart from earlier revolutions of the 18th and 19th centuries. To start with, the most immediately obvious change is geographic, with a shift away from what we might call the core in Western and Central Europe, and towards Eastern Europe, the Middle East, Central and East Asia, North Africa, Central America, and the Caribbean, and other countries on what's often termed the periphery. Second is the emerging importance of ideology, with the arrival of liberalism, fascism, and of course, communism and anti-communism. Third, we will see a change in revolutionary goals as anti-imperial and anti-colonial struggles begin to predominate. And fourth, we see developments in strategy with the rising importance of, for example, guerrilla warfare made famous in the Chinese and Cuban revolutions and then the influence of nonviolence and civil disobedience with events like the Indian struggle for independence, the fight against apartheid in South Africa, and even the civil rights movement of the U.S. These changes happen gradually over time, yet they are quite dramatic. And I expect that these transformations will begin to challenge our definition of a revolution. The blurry line between a revolution and not a revolution is a conversation I am pretty interested in exploring. Because of this, I'm approaching the revolutionary events of the 20th century with an open mind, and without really a strict framework or definition for what counts or does not count as a revolution. By being broad and inclusive, I hope that we can begin to challenge our own understandings of what a revolution really is. Should we consider things like the civil rights movement in the U.S. to be a revolution? I don't really know yet, but it is definitely an interesting question, and you know, maybe we'll have to dedicate a season to those events. But we are now getting ahead of ourselves. Our earlier revolutions, which we'll be starting with, will be stamped by the 19th century. And I expect that we will spend a good deal of time early on within the 19th century to properly set up later events. So, when I immediately go off on a tangent in the first season to cover, say, the Greek Revolution, trust me, I realize that it is a 19th century revolution, but it is very important in setting up later events in the post-Ottoman world of the 20th century. And plus, I figure you're probably at least somewhat interested in it since you are here listening to a podcast about revolutions. By looking closely at events of the 19th century, we can also reveal the continuities that are always present within history and that challenge our arbitrary historical boundaries like the divide between 19th and 20th centuries. As we'll see, many of the themes of 20th century revolutions are already present in these early struggles. Like with the Greek Revolution, we already have things like guerrilla warfare and the challenges facing a modern nation-state newly liberated from imperial rule. Greece was one of the first recognizably modern nation-states. So, the reason we are going to run into the Greek Revolution early on is because I've decided to begin with the revolutionary events that took place as the Ottoman Empire gradually fell apart and then very suddenly collapsed and fell off the map with the catastrophic defeat during World War I. An obvious starting point for a podcast on 20th century revolutions would be the Russian Revolution. However, Mike Duncan's Revolutions podcast covered these events in his last season, which stretched over 100 episodes, and is really a masterpiece of historical podcasting that you should all go listen to right now. But because the fall of the Russian Empire has been sufficiently covered, we are starting with the perhaps less famous, but not necessarily less significant, fall of the Ottoman Empire. The post-Ottoman Middle East and the post-Ottoman Balkans are where some of the most consequential events of our time have taken place. World War I, for example, was started in the Balkans. And then we all know how important the Middle East is. Just go open your news feed. The dissolution of the Ottoman Empire is when the stage was set for all of these incredibly important events to unfold. And by looking closely at it, we can begin to answer why these areas are so important. Our story of the Ottoman collapse will begin with the rise of the once mighty empire that straddled three continents for nearly 600 years, and end with the victorious stand of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk and the establishment of the modern Turkish nation-state. Along the way, we will witness the revolutionary rise of countless other national struggles, both successful and aspirational, including the newly independent nations of the always contentious Balkans, such as Greece, Serbia, Bulgaria, Montenegro, and Romania, and then early struggles for independence in the Middle East and North Africa, and the onset of European imperialism there in what would become Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Syria, Algeria, and Israel and Palestine. And finally, last but not least, we will look at the birth of modern Turkey itself. The collapse of the Ottoman Empire led to a chaotic struggle within Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa for territory, resources, people, and international recognition, the impact of which is still being felt today. My main goal with this first season is simply to try to make some sense of how these events played out leading up to and following the outbreak of World War I and the resultant dissolution of this centuries-old empire. My other hope is that by looking at the chaotic creation of the post-Ottoman world, we can lay some groundwork for future seasons due to the simple fact that the Ottoman Empire spanned such a vast array of territory and ruled over such a diverse population. By better understanding the national struggles that grew out of the Ottoman decline, we can begin to grasp the incredibly complex politics of Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa, areas that would become flashpoints in the 20th century for anti-imperial nationalistic revolutions. As the podcast progresses, we will of course make our way outward, eventually reaching as far west as Bolivia and Cuba, and as far east as China and India. But we will begin in a sort of center in the empire that stretched across three continents. So, join me next episode as we embark on a journey to the city that lies at the heart of the old world, straddling Asia and Europe. We are headed to Constantinople as we begin the revolutions of the 20th century.